Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Episode 3 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the internal and external barriers that are preventing you from doing the work you were born to do. This week, I want to talk about one of the most important things a creative professional can do, and that is finding your audience. It's also one of the hardest things to do because it takes a lot of time and effort to making sure that you're finding the right people that are going to buy your products and services. Now, in the business world, it's often described as your target market, the people that you're going to market to and those who are going to buy your products and your services. And it can be really tricky. It can be really discouraging when you're starting off or when you're trying something new. Now, for myself, I've spent 10 years running my own freelance business, and I've never really landed on who my target audience was. I just took pretty much everything that came my way through word of mouth. While that wasn't a bad thing, it wasn't focused. It wasn't proactive on my end, and it wasn't really audience building. It was just taking what I could get. Now, in the 10th year, I'm really trying to take more time in finding the people that are really going to like working with me and really going to like what I have to offer. One of the resources that has really helped me through this process is called Noah University by a fine artist out of California named Noah, who does a lot of work with Disney. And I first experienced Noah through his art at Disneyland because my wife and I are huge fans. And I came across Noah University, I signed up, and that was really the main feedback that I was getting from some of the people on the Facebook group. You need to start building your audience. And so that's what I've set out to do. I have a newsletter called The Curiosity Lab. Sign up at thecuriositylab.net. I have this podcast. I have a social media strategy. I'm blogging and repurposing old blogs that are current and relevant to today. But most importantly, part of building my audience is that I'm working on my craft and I'm sharing that through those different avenues that I just talked about. Now, it takes a long time and a lot of effort to build this list. And I was sharing with a friend of mine the other day about the audience that I was starting to discover. And that audience is creative professionals. People like myself that are hungry for success and figuring out how they can do their work better. And my friend responded, "Oh, so you don't want to make money, huh?" And it just kind of struck me. I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with whether I'm making a lot of money or not. It's just, where am I finding impact? Where am I making a difference? And if I'm going after a market that I can't believe in or I don't believe in, I'm not going to make money there either. And I've proven that over the last 10 years. Another story was relating to my newsletter. Someone took the time to respond and asked me, who is my audience for my newsletter? Is it oriented towards your clients, or is it oriented towards someone else? And it was a great question, and it's more in line with the audience that I'm starting to build, the audience of creative professionals, the people like myself whom I can have these candid conversations with and help them to grow and thrive their businesses. It's taken me a lot of time to land on this audience. Now, is it fully defined yet? No, it's not. But it's a start, and it's more of a start than I've ever had before. So I thought I'd share some ways for you to start finding your audience. The first thing that you can do to find your audience is to do something. Do anything creative and start sharing it. We live in one of the most connected times in history, and it's easy to start a blog. It's easy to make your own website. It's easy to sign up for social networks and start sharing your work. Are you a visual artist? Sign up for Instagram and start sharing shots of your work. Do you have a lot of writing to share? Sign up for Medium. There are so many opportunities and places for you to share your work. Because when you're starting off, it's hard to know what's going to resonate with people until you put it out there. And it's hard to know what is going to prompt people to respond to your work until they have a chance to see what you've done and respond and say, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Thank you for sharing." Now, the second way of finding your audience is that it's not just a matter of being proficient or great or excellent at what you do. I mean, that's important, but it's more important that you have something to say. What are you using your talents for? Is it just to sell more stuff? Or is it to make a difference in this world? Because the third thing in finding your audience, having passion isn't enough. You need to find a way to make a difference. This is where opportunity lies in the creative field. This is where the value is added. Recently, Mike Rowe of Dirty Jobs fame put out this video basically saying, "Don't follow your passion." While I agree and disagree with that statement, I believe that passion does play a part in what you're doing. What he says is that you need to find opportunity. You need to follow the opportunity of success. Paul Jarvis recently wrote a blog post called "I Found Your Passion." And in this blog post, he echoes what Mike Rowe is saying. Don't just find your passion, you find that place that you can make a difference. And that's more than just marketing to other businesses. It's about creating value and standing apart from everyone else in this crowded creative space. The fourth way of finding your audience is to start building your communication platform. Oftentimes, a mailing list is how creative professionals go about building this communication platform. I personally use MailChimp, a free resource up to a certain point that allows you to start building organically your email list so that you can send messages to your subscriber base. It's a great way to get connected with your audience. The fifth and final way to find your audience is to remember that it takes time to build your audience. It takes luck. It takes consistency, not just in the effort that you put out there, but just consistency in showing up. It is a crowded digital space. It is a crowded creative space. And the people that are standing out are really consistently out there sharing their work. They have something to say, they're making a difference, and they're finding a way to capture their audience in multiple places. That does it for this week's episode of Getting Work to Work. I hope there were a few nuggets in there for you to act upon. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me. I hope that you share it with your friends. And I hope that you take some time to subscribe on iTunes, maybe take some time to subscribe to my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at www.thecuriositylab.net. And I just hope that you take this opportunity to find your audience. Now, get out there and get to work.